KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. At a campaign rally in Sioux Center, Iowa, former President Trump told supporters to make sure and turn out and participate in the vote, not just say they like him in the polls.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much. I used to say that 2016, and I believed it then, and now I believe this is even much more important.
President Biden says it's important to remember what happened at the U.S. Capitol January 6th of 2021.
During a speech near Valley Forge, the president lamented the violence and destruction of that day 3 years ago, and he criticized Donald Trump for his ongoing support of the rioters.
They were insurrectionists, not patriots. They weren't there to uphold the Constitution. They're there to destroy the Constitution.
Mr. Biden used the January 6th anniversary to tell voters that the survival of American democracy is what this year's presidential campaign is all about.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Retired Navy Admiral James Tabridi says it's time for the U.S. to attack Houthi bases in Yemen, given the ongoing strikes against U.S. and other vessels in the region.
At this point, you can't just lay back, be the target, and let the Iranians do whatever they want and attack global shipping and our warships.
Admiral Stavridis, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorist group has fired dozens of rockets at northern Israel.
What we've seen is that since the beginning of this war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah has been carrying out attacks targeting Israeli positions almost every day. But so far, most of this violence has been contained to areas along the Lebanon-Israel border because the Israeli authorities have been warning Hezbollah against escalating the situation.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bachega. Hezbollah says this was a response to the targeted killing of a top leader from Hamas. This is SRN News. China is going after Christian children, Michael Harrington explains.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism. In a statement, the alliance says, quote, the United States is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews. Many are afraid to identify as Jews in public. They are fearful to identify as pro-Israel on the campuses of Academic America. And the group says pastors should address anti-Semitism from the pulpit. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million cars.
They're the model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China. The company wants to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. China's State Administration for Market Regulation announced the recall on Friday. The notice said Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai would use remote upgrade technology to fix the problems. In most cases, car owners would not need to visit Tesla's service centers to get the upgrades. The recall due to problems with the automatic steering assist function applies to 1.6 million imported Tesla EVs. The recall to fix the door unlock logic control affect over 7,500 vehicles. Keith Peters reporting.
For the first time in more than a decade, Baltimore has recorded fewer than 300 homicides in a single year. Although it's a step in the right direction, 263 people were killed in the Maryland city just last year, and dozens of mourners gathered outside City Hall early.